Reflect on one's own thoughts. Many people think that being good at thinking is something you're born with, but that's a misconception. Everyone can improve their thinking skills. The way our economy works has changed. Instead of relying mainly on physical goods, it now revolves around information. Consequently, your company's most valuable asset is its ability to comprehend and use information effectively. Most of us don't think as much as we believe we do. We often go out of our way to avoid thinking whenever we can. This habit of avoiding thinking is so common that there are recognizable ways we do it. Main types of categories. These are the primary categories. 1. Monkey mind. Buddhists describe mental distraction as when the mind constantly jumps from one thought to another, much like an unsettled monkey in a tree. 2. Gator brain. The most basic part of our brain is like that of a reptile. It's all about survival. Just like how an alligator reacts to new things with only a few options, eat it, mate with it, fight it, run from it, or stay frozen hoping it goes away, humans do the same when faced with danger. This quick response can be great in an emergency when there's no time to think. But in everyday situations, these instincts often cause more problems than they solve. 3. Elephant's tether. Trainers in India tether young elephants to a stake in the ground. When elephants are small and not strong enough to break free, they learn to believe they can't. As they grow larger and more powerful, they don't attempt to break the chain because of this early learning. Similarly, our minds form patterns to make sense of the world. These patterns can be helpful, but if we can't change them when needed, they can hold us back. Refine thinking for creativity and efficiency. Reproductive thinking helps you avoid wasting time redoing what's already been done. Here are the three levels. 1. Unconscious actions. When you're doing something routine, like brushing your teeth, you typically don't need to think about it actively. You can just go on autopilot and stick to what you know. 2. Intentional methods. In professional fields like accounting or medicine, it's crucial to follow established procedures. Using checklists helps avoid mistakes because no one wants a pilot or surgeon to experiment with new methods when lives are on the line. Consistency is key. 3. Kaizen. This Japanese concept of good change involves carefully following processes while always seeking ways to improve them. It's about making small, thoughtful improvements over time. Adopt productive thinking for new challenges. When faced with new problems, relying on familiar solutions won't always work. Instead, it's essential to switch to productive thinking. This type of thinking involves creating fresh ideas and understanding, rather than sticking to old routines that no longer fit the situation. In problem solving and innovation, there are two modes of thinking, reproductive and productive. Reproductive thinking involves making incremental improvements, similar to the concept of Kaizen, while productive thinking, or Tenkaizen, signifies a revolutionary approach that transforms processes and generates new ideas. Productive thinking consists of creative and critical thinking, which should be handled separately. Creative thinking involves generating ideas without judgment, allowing for an expansive exploration of possibilities. Critical thinking follows, evaluating ideas for strengths and weaknesses. This dual approach enables effective innovation and problem-solving strategies. Enhance critical thinking skills. Once you've generated plenty of ideas, it's time to let your inner critic step in and assess them in three clear steps. 1. Analyze. Dive into details, examine closely, and break down the components. 2. Judge. Test out new ideas to see if they work or make sense. 3. Select. Sort through ideas and decide which ones to keep and which to toss aside. Productive thinking can be tough. When you're dealing with familiar situations, your mind naturally churns out quick, easy solutions based on what you already know. But if you want to think more creatively and make real progress, you need to challenge yourself to keep questioning things. This might feel uncomfortable because your first answers will often be the same old ones you're used to. Learn brainstorming. Many people cut short their brainstorming sessions prematurely. Instead, keep pushing forward. Brainstorming involves three key stages. First, start with safe ideas, then transition to more unconventional and novel ideas. Finally, Unleash truly wild ideas, even those that may initially seem unacceptable or extreme. To reach this productive final stage, focus on generating a large quantity of ideas quickly. Most people tackle problems by following a simple three-step process. They identify the problem, choose a solution, and take action. However, this approach often limits creative thinking and results in only a handful of typical solutions. Instead, adopting a six-step method can lead to more innovative, practical, and original solutions. Step 1. What's going on? To understand the current situation, we need to start by identifying what's bothering us, the itch, so to speak. What exactly is irritating? Next, let's assess the impact of this problem and who it affects. To get a grip on the problem, let's break it down into what we know and what we're curious about. On the left side, jot down the things you're confident about, know, and on the right, list what you're still wondering about, wonder. Imagine your problem is solved. Picture what your future will look like using the I3 method: influence, importance, and imagination. First, identify the elements of your ideal future. Then, sort them based on whether you can control them, how significant they are, and whether they require creative thinking to achieve. Step 2. What's success? Generating fresh ideas is the easy part, but persuading people to act on them can be challenging due to ingrained habits and the gravitational pull of the past. To motivate action, start by vividly imagining the future. Envision your workday, feelings, and interactions with colleagues. Refine this mental image and then articulate it in a press release or annual report summary, detailing your envisioned success. This exercise helps create a compelling path forward, setting the stage for turning your vision into reality. Picture the future you're aiming for, then let's get practical with a simple exercise called Drive. Here's how it works. Think about what your solution needs to accomplish. What are its key functions or goals? R. Identify any limitations or boundaries your solution must work within. Are there rules, budget constraints, or technical limitations to consider? I. List what you'll need to put into this solution: time, money, skills, tools, or other resources. V. Define the guiding principles that will shape your approach. What ethical, environmental, or practical values will guide your decisions? E. Spell out the critical results or requirements your project must meet. What are the must-haves to call this a success? Step 3. What's the question? People often struggle with problem solving because they start with the wrong questions. Finding the right core question is crucial. It's like discovering the first puzzle piece. Once you have that, everything else begins to make sense. To pinpoint this core question, ask what I call catalytic questions. These are questions that kickstart your thinking. Begin with, how might I, or how might we, to frame your inquiry and guide your exploration. To make your list of questions more effective, use the C5 method. Cull, cluster, combine, clarify, choose. First, remove questions that might affect your thinking unfairly. Then, group similar questions together to find common themes. Next, merge questions that are alike. After that, clarify the remaining questions by making them clearer and easier to understand. Lastly, pick the most important question at the center of your investigation. This step-by-step process will help you improve and focus your questions. Step 4. Generate answers. Let's brainstorm freely without judging ideas. No idea is too crazy. Once we have a long list, we'll use the C5 method to sort through them. For ideas that seem impractical, we'll ask, "What's up?" Which means we'll look for the underlying principle. This helps us rethink and reframe ideas that might seem wild at first. They could turn out to be more useful than we think. Step 5. Forge the solution. Create a straightforward evaluation method by setting up a chart to assess ideas based on clear success criteria. Begin by listing your success criteria at the top of the page, keeping them concise and direct. Alongside, write down all the ideas that have passed earlier selection processes. Then, use a grid to evaluate each idea against every criterion systematically, using a basic rating system like plus, minus, or neutral. This approach simplifies decision-making by providing a structured way to compare ideas and identify the most suitable ones based on predefined criteria. Positives: why are these ideas likely to succeed? Objections: what are the challenges or downsides? What else? What's missing or needs improvement? Enhancements: how can we make these ideas better? Remedies: how can we address the problems with these ideas? Step 6. Align resources. Now, get ready and strategize. Adapt your plans as things change. Focus on figuring out what it takes to turn your vision into reality. Break your plan into steps. Write each task on sticky notes. For every task, define a clear goal that shows when it's done. Assign each task to someone specific. If you can't assign some tasks, think about cutting them or finding more help. Put each task on a schedule called the Great Wall of Time to show who does what and when. When preparing for a project, it's essential to identify both your supporters and potential obstacles. Start by recognizing those who can assist you and those who might impede progress. Next, assess the effect of your task, considering the energy, funds, time, expertise, conditions, and resources needed. Stay flexible in your planning, revisiting earlier stages if necessary. Once you've analyzed these factors, create an action book with dedicated pages for each step, outlining responsibilities, timelines, resources, and other crucial details. This structured approach will help streamline progress and ensure clarity for everyone involved in your project. Effective thinking, although valuable, is not universally applicable and should not be overly relied upon. It may not always align perfectly with reality, so it's important not to become overly dependent on it. There are situations where productive thinking is unnecessary, such as when the solution is obvious, immediate action is required, or simply getting by suffices. Reserve productive thinking for times when new ideas are needed because existing ones aren't working. Apply the I3 principle. Use productive thinking when you can influence the outcome, when it's important, and when creativity is essential. To master productive thinking, consistent practice is key. Integrate it gradually into your routines, starting with one technique at a time. Key points: 1. Recognize common mental traps like monkey mind and gator brain to improve problem solving. 2. Use reproductive, routine-based, and productive, innovative thinking methods for continuous improvement. 3. Apply critical thinking to analyze, judge, and select ideas effectively. 4. Progress through brainstorming stages from safe to wild ideas using structured methods like C5. 5. Follow a 6-step problem-solving process. Understand the problem, envision success, frame the right questions, generate ideas, evaluate solutions, and align resources. 6. Envision ideal outcomes with I3, influence, importance, imagination, and ground solutions in reality with drive. 7. Practice productive thinking gradually to influence outcomes and creativity in problem solving.